And Rachel, you want to get some more news headlines?
Thanks, Adam.
This is NPR.
There's new unrest in Nepal one day ahead of national elections there. Police fired on protesters today, killing at least one. Demonstrators were outraged at the killing of a candidate a day earlier. Violence has already delayed the election twice. Pope Benedict XVI will speak out on a tough topic next week in New York, the clergy sex abuse crisis. Pope Benedict's number two at the Vatican says the Pope will discuss the scandal and its implications on the American Roman Catholic Church during a talk at St. Patrick's Cathedral. U.S. churches have paid out hundreds of millions of dollars to victims over the past 6 years. And if you're listening to us online, it turns out the United States is a pretty good place to do it. A new study finds the American internet is the fourth best in the world. That's a jump from seventh place last year. The study looks at many factors, including bandwidth, speed, and infrastructure. The Danes, Swedes, and the Swiss top the Americans. And the Tennessee Lady Vols have won their second straight women's college basketball title. Last night in Tampa, Florida, the Lady Vols beat Stanford 64-48 to give legendary Tennessee coach Pat Summitt her eighth championship. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
Beware the slighted champion. A year after winning the NCAA women's title, Tennessee watched as first Connecticut was hailed as the top team all this season. Then Stanford was the pick during this tournament, roaring into the final on a 23-game winning streak. Last night, Tennessee turned a year's worth of disrespect into a 16-point mauling. The Lady Vols' aggressive defense left the Cardinal discombobulated, in Stanford coach Tara Vanderveer's words. Pint-sized Tennessee guard Shannon Bobbitt scored all of her 13 points in the first half and helped force Stanford into 25 turnovers for the game. Tennessee star Candace Parker played her final college game with an injured shoulder, but she still scored 17 points, pulled down 9 rebounds, and was named the tournament's most outstanding player for the second straight season.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting there. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.